And at 7 o'clock, you're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for Musical Talk. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and staying tuned to your number one community radio station, WRAR Radio for the rest of us. For 6 years now, WRAR has invited musicians into our studios to play live on the air. On Saturday, September 17th at Bogart's in the Fan, WRAR celebrates the release of Live at WRAR Volume 1, a limited edition CD compilation of performances from local and international acts. To help us mark the occasion, there will be live sets from Splork, Peace Beast, Miss Proper, Pedals on Our Pirate Ships, and Musa. Doors open at 8 and the show starts around 9 p.m. Cover is $5. It's a donation to WRAR's Summer Fun Drive. It's a CD release party for Live at WRAR Volume 1, September 17th at Bogart's in the Fan with WRAR Richmond Independent Radio. And congratulations to WRAR for that first volume of Live at WRAR. Instead of doing all kinds of musical tributes to 9/11, I'm just going to play a bunch of heavy metal and punk rock music tonight. Sometimes it's seen as petulant or morbid music, but when I was down and feeling low, I would listen to some heavy metal and punk rock just to pick up my spirits and feel empowered. I always found great catharsis in heavy metal and punk rock. It's a little bit out of ordinary for the normal international music show, but you'll get to see another side of DJ Carlito tonight. So we'll start off with a song called Phoenix on Musical Talk.
as some of the smoke begins to clear.
It doesn't look like New York.
You can see that there are an immense number of buildings that are involved.
Yes.
And people on the street covered with debris, soot, dust. People in suits going to work, a normal business day, and in just a very short time before the day even started, complete and utter devastation.
You know, the having to comprehend the things that the events as they occurred, you know, first you see some people witness the airplane hitting the tower. Well, that was a shock
in itself.
And then to witness the tremendous plume of smoke, and then the second
explosion, yes.
If you were not in contact with radio, television, the little that we knew at the time, you must have maybe thought World War III was breaking out.
Simsalabim bamba, saladu saladim. Auf ein gefettetes Backblech legen und bei 200 Grad für 15 Minuten backen. Und keine Eier!
Thank you.
You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Yeah, you just heard Husker Du from New Day Rising, Powerline. Before that, we heard King Crimson with Discipline from Sheltering Sky. That's the album. And before that, we heard Tool, Two by Tool, Push It, and Die Eier von Satan from Enema, Tool's second album. And started off with The Cult, Phoenix. So, thanks for listening. This is If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Just like this. It is a but reach out to your friends, reach out to your neighbors, say a few prayers, and help us too. In New York City and the nation, here on WCBS 880, 1248 now, we have word out of Afghanistan, out of Kabul, that Afghanistan's hardline Taliban rulers condemn the devastating terrorist attacks in New York and Washington and rejected suggestions that Osama bin Laden could be behind them. The Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, said bin Laden, the Saudi dissident who's been given asylum in that troubled nation, does not have, in his words, does not have the facilities needed to carry out such a well-orchestrated attack. It is premature to level allegations against a person who is not in a position to carry out such attacks, he said. That's the word from the Taliban in Afghanistan. And, of course, we are reminded that when the federal building in Omaha was blown up years ago, there was all that speculation about a terrorist attack, and it turned out to be an American, two Americans, in fact. So perhaps we ought to mute the speculation. There's enough to report on. We don't need to speculate.
message from former Presidents Bush and Clinton.
President Clinton and I appeal to you for help with the recovery from Hurricane Katrina. We're here now with a different request.
Events like hurricanes can be devastating, but there are things you can do to limit the effects of all types of emergencies.
Visit ready.gov to learn how to take simple steps to prepare for emergencies.
A little advanced planning can help keep you and your family safe.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. That was Judas Priest with Electric Eye. Up next, Crucifix, Steel Case Enclosure.
Thank you. to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. I've been in regular contact with the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, the National Security Team, and my cabinet. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
President George W. Bush, in his capacity today, not only as President of the United States, but also as Commander-in-Chief as U.S. military forces around the world,
we'll be right back. We'll be right back. nation's mother love. Let me see you standing up, man. Everybody stand up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WIR. This is If Music Could Talk. I want to let you know that the broadcast of WIR is made possible by Cuba Cuba Restaurant, 1601 Park Avenue at the corner of Park and Lombardi. Cuba Cuba offers real Cuban food in Richmond's Fan neighborhood on the web at cubacuba.info. And broadcast of WIR is made possible by Globehopper Coffee House and Lounge, 2100 East Main Street. Coffee, culture, and community, now with ABC Outside Patio, on the web at globehoppercoffee.com. Also made possible by AJ Rin, a Manchester neighborhood noodle bar located in the corrugated box building, 201 West 7th Street, on the web at ejrin.com. That's ejayrin.com. And also made possible, WIR's broadcast is made possible by Elwood Thompson's, 4 North Thompson, at the corner of What Else, Elwood, and Thompson, serving Carytown with natural foods, salads, and hot bar. Elwood Thompson's is on the web at elwoodthompsons.com. So we've been listening to some heavy, heavy tunes for catharsis 10 years later after a horrible disaster, which I will not eulogize verbally anymore on this show. So moving on. And you just heard Husker Du, Private Plane from Flip Your Wig. Also Coroner with Sirens from Mental Vortex. Great album. Ozzy Osbourne, Revelation from a live bootleg. Ozzy and Randy. Randy Rhoads, that is. Also Black Sabbath before that. Master of Reality with After Forever. We heard Bad Brains from their epic album Quickness. Soulcraft. Also, Crucifix in there. Singer was, a Cambodian immigrant. Great band, and known for their wild stage antics. Steel Case Enclosure, early beginnings of crust punk for all you crust punk fans out there. Heard Judas Priest with their domestic surveillance themed song Electric Eye. And Megadeth started that set off with Holy War's Punishment Due. Oh, actually, before that we heard Voivod from their awesome album, Nothing Face, a song called Sub Effect. So shout out to everyone listening tonight, and I hope you're enjoying this heavy music here on If Music Could Talk. We'll just continue the show here, keep it going, and have a wonderful Sunday evening, if not a historic one.
Thanks very much, NBC's David Bloom. What we don't know is who may be responsible for these attacks. There's a lot of speculation, obviously, about Osama bin Laden, who is a Saudi dissident who is believed to be harbored somewhere in Afghanistan. But no one is claiming responsibility. In the West Bank, however, the Palestinians in the streets are cheering and celebrating these attacks on the United States, even though Palestinian leaders have condemned the attacks. We want to go now to NBC's Pat Dawson, who is down near the World Trade Center, because the big question, obviously, in New York City and across this country, how many people have been able to survive this horrendous attack? Pat?
Tom, right now, hundreds of rescue workers are massed here on the southern tip of New York in Manhattan Island, waiting for a possibility where they can go back in large numbers to begin searching through the debris. Obviously, the first task at hand will be to find anyone who is still alive in there.
another place, yeah, where my mind can think of it. I say, oh, give me a heaven, take me away, save me from hell, oh, take me away, oh, give me a color. Touch your skin, go! And your lips, red. You know red is the color of your way. Oh, walking upwards to touch a flower. That's when I looked up and black was the color. Yeah, black was the color of your way. And black is the color of your day. Now take me away. Cut by your thorns, and my blood dripped on the floor. Loving you, it burns, but I can't feel it anymore. You know that walking up to touch a flower, that's when I looked up, and death was the color. Yeah, death was the color of your way. Yesterday.
Difficult conversations I've ever had in my life. She said, "Daddy, why would people want to hurt us?" Yeah. And I said, "Well, Haley, I don't have an answer for it. Well, what do they look like?" And I got to tell you, it was the most. What do you say?
You can't.
What do you say?
There's no answer.
We all have that talk coming today.
You know what? Children. What do you say?
Yeah.
I see the world that you can hide. You bleed well with
As governor of the state, you want to speak directly to some of our viewers now and tell them what's on your mind, what you want them to know?
Well, all of us know people who worked in the towers, who were in the towers, friends and loved ones. And our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families. And we're doing everything we can to try to reach them and provide all the support we can. But this is an attack upon New York.
New York.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Can't Stop the Music.
to say?